Chapter 14, Showstoppers. The first act flew by without a hitch. As the curtain lowered down for intermission, Discord couldn't believe it. He'd been having so much fun that he'd completely forgotten about all the drama. Everypony was busy congratulating one another on a great job so far when Discord noticed a strange-looking pony with a mustache dressed all in black. The stallion was climbing a ladder up to the rafters and kept looking back over his shoulder. Pony Discord nudged Big Mac. "Do you recognize that stage hoof?"
"Nope,"
he said before heading off to change his costume. "Everypony needs to hurry and get into their clothes for Act Two," Twilight hollered. "That means you too, Tony Stanza." By the time Discord returned to the stage wearing his new costume, the mysterious pony was gone. Senior Mint, who was in charge of the props, trotted up and passed Pony Discord a trombone and a trotting band hat with a red feather plume.
"Did you happen to notice some mustachioed stage hoof hanging around here?" Discord asked. "I think he was up to something." "Only stage hoof we have is bulk biceps," said Senior Mint, pointing his hoof at the muscular white Pegasus with tiny wings.
Sure enough, he was dressed in all black and was busy lifting a gigantic wooden set piece all by himself.
"Yeah!"
he grunted, hoisting it onto one shoulder.
"How peculiar," mumbled Discord. "Who is that other pony?" "Places, every pony!"
shouted Rainbow Dash, flying to her own spot for the big trotting band scene.
"This is gonna be awesome!"
The cast scurried across the stage, finding their marks. Discord followed, still trying to figure out if the stallion he'd seen was a figment of his overactive imagination. The curtain rose, and bright lights illuminated the stage.
56 trombones in the pony parade, with 210 plump hands close at hoof,"
sang the ensemble, trotting in time across the stage. A bunch of chicken-shaped balloons bobbed alongside them.
They were followed by rows of crows flying up above the show. It was a dream for all across the land.
Discord blew into his trombone and began to play. The music rose, and it was time for Cheerily and Big Mac's final duet. As he marched to the back of the stage for the last formation, Discord happened to glance up at the rafters. The stage hoof was there. The gent was using his unicorn magic to gently lift a bucket of something, tilting it toward the stage. As soon as he saw the substance catch the light, he realized what it was. Discord dived toward Cheerily and Big Mac, shoving them out of the spotlight.
No!
He made it just in time to get an entire bucket of sparkly sneeze dust poured onto him instead.
Achoo!
Pony Discord sneezed. The audience gasped. Discord looked down at his hooves, which now appeared to be a claw and a paw. He had become his normal self again. He froze on the spot, looking out at the shocked faces of the audience, not knowing what to do. Then he sneezed again, and he was back to his Pony Discord form. Suddenly, every pony on stage was sneezing in time to the music. It was so silly that the audience laughed and started to cheer, stomping in time to the music. Discord laughed, too. He conjured up some of his Draconicus magic to lift the sneeze dust off the actors and make it swirl up above them into beautiful patterns in time to the music. Everypony began their dance again, and Discord took the opportunity to magically lower the culprit from the rafters. No pony was more shocked than Discord to see it was Martingale, the real estate pony. Martingale looked around in a panic for an exit, but they were all blocked. Discord smirked and made the pony join in the dance by using his magic to force Martingale to move like a marionette. To the audience, it all appeared as part of the show. When it finally ended, the applause was thunderous. Discord had accidentally stolen a piece of the show.